I'm going to say a lack of reciprocation in relationships or friendships. I know that I've taught a lot of people what genuine love is or real friendship or companionship is. I know that I've taught a lot of people that. And that's just because of who I am. I love who I love. And I'd do anything for them. But to not get that back, that makes me sad. When I love people, I love them and I'd do anything for them. That shows up in the ways that I show up for them. Behind the scenes and in public. I have relationships that 2+ years, and those people have shown me more love than the friendships that I've had for 10+ years. That makes me sad. Let's be realistic. Let's keep it a buck. Like, we can talk about not having expectations for people, but the reality is we do have expectations for people. And there are certain things that we expect back, and to not get it back. And sometimes you can resent God for, like, making you that way. Why do I still have the heart to still show up for people or love these people and they not doing it for me? But it's like, what I've learned to love most about myself is, like, the lack of reciprocation has never changed or hardened my heart. And I pray that God never changes or hardens my heart, because who I am is who I am. And I love who I am, and I don't want that to change for nothing. That's where my blessings come from, because of how I treat people. Shout out to the real ones, man. Because the real ones need real ones, too.
Hey, B for Real family. Welcome to another episode of B for Real, the podcast where we have cultured conversations with substance. Thank you all for your continued love and support. Don't forget to give us a follow and leave us a rating, a comment, and a review. Enjoy the show.
Why in New Orleans, though? That's... How you performing another city?
They were saying, what if you bring out one?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Okay. These mics a little loosey-goosey today, ain't it?
How you, can you lock it?
Hey, give me my money. I hate that freaking TikTok. It's so annoying.
It's funny though.
It's not funny.
Nah, cause like last person think like they from the platform. That's funny. Then they get mad.
Imagine if we did that to Daddy.
That would be funny.
Ooh, yeah, that would be hilarious.
We'll be done here in a minute.
I know. No. I think that means that what we're recording has like a lot of like meat and bones to it. Meaning like stop.
Meaning I've like I never heard that.
You never heard of like somebody say meat and bones?
Mm-mm.
No. Well, yeah. Whatever you want to call it. Y'all know what I mean. Like it's
we
a lot.
We should fix that camera.
I know. I was just looking at that.
Is it this one, or I think it's that one?
No.
I think it's this one. This
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it is that one. Yeah, you are. You know Jimmy Hendrix.
I know what that is, but I ain't never like looked at his style for real. Let's see who Jimi Hendrix is. Y'all know who Jimi Hendrix is? Because of the hair?
He's like a real life rock star.
Huh. Like a hippie.
Yeah. One of those guys.
He was in the 70s?
I don't know.
It's a little inspiration. Okay. I live in the 70s for real.
Okay, no, you don't.
I kind of made this like my lifestyle. Like.
That's your brand. You
I
have
feel
to.
Like it's in my blood
you
now.
Are your brand.
Yeah, literally. I feel like I'm living in the back in the days type thing. For real.
What's up, doggy?
Who you got that from?
You.
You just said, oh, I'm about to fire you up, boy.
You supposedly.
You be biting.
I don't bite nobody lingo.
Biting lingo.
Nah, never.
I like your outfit.
You? Thank you.
Where this look came from?
I don't know. It's how I felt today. Sweatpants and a dress shirt is kind of crazy.
It's not crazy at all.
I mean, to the average person, it's crazy.
Average person who can't dress or who don't got no sense of like, fly to me.
Appreciate that, bro. I learned from you. You taught me well. When a student becomes better than the teacher.
Yeah, you're crazy. You'll never be above me when it comes to that.
You saying that like I'm doo-doo or something.
Nah, you're crazy, but.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't be bigger than the founder.
Whatever you say, bro. I think I'm pretty tough.
Nah, you're tough. That's like saying you're an amazing talker. I can never conquer how you talk.
That's not true. I think that's different.
Nah, I feel like it's in the same caliber because like you're a great talker. I could work on talking. But
you can't. I don't think people could work on like how they
talk,
how they dress.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think so.
If that's the case, how we dress like this?
Remember how we I don't know because ago? I think it's more than what you put on. I think it's how you walk, how you talk, how you present yourself. I think that it's how you come across, your demeanor, like how people say, it's not on you, it's in you.
You don't think you could work on that?
I don't think so.
I think you can. I mean,
you can't put nothing in you, bro.
Obviously, there's some people who got it and some people who don't, but it could come to a point where you could work on how you move, how you look, your style, like, you feel me?
Oh, how no, you present yourself. I just think who you are is who you are, nigga. I don't know.
It's always the best version of somebody. It's always the best version of somebody. Whether if it's not even the flyest or the best person, it's always the best version of somebody.
So you're saying that's them. They're just being them.
Yeah, right. You could be yourself.
You can't go
but,
right or wrong with being
but
you.
It's just,
but
it's always the best version of somebody, no matter what. That's how I look at it. I don't know. So my point is, like, the way you talk, bro, I don't not doubt myself, but it's just, it'll take a lot of work to talk how, like to talk how you talk. I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I'm a firm believer. It ain't on you, it's in you, but I believe in that. But.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're about to take a little. This episode, I kind of like had in my head a little bit. However it goes still, but my fault. So, have you seen the movies? What's it called? Inside Out 1 and 2? Have you seen those movies at all? You know what it's about? No? Okay, so basically it's about like it's a whole bunch of characters in these movies that it's a sequel. It's like 1 and 2. Inside Out 1 and Inside Out 2. So it's like there's a whole bunch of characters that express human emotion. And the names of these characters are like the emotion, like anger, sadness, all that stuff. Those are the names of the characters. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I got this game from Cam Newton and his show Funky Friday. So I thought it was a good game. So I'm going to play the game with you, okay? All right. I'm going to give you, well, I'm going to give each of us, well, I'm going to say an emotion or a character name, and then we're going to say what provokes that emotion out of us.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, if I say sadness, what makes you sad, basically? Okay?
Okay. Got it?
All right. So, the first one is just simply emotion. What evokes emotion?
Something that I care about.
Like what?
Anything in a sense of passion or love. Anything that I love or I got passion for. It's emotions involved. I'm very sensitive about it. Yeah, I don't really know. Really, really specifically, my work, like my former work. I really care about it. I try to protect it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do like to value people's opinion on my work. So all of that, I'm very emotional about because I put a lot of thought into it, a lot of hard work into it. So, you know, it's just emotions are involved when you actually care about something and you got passion for something or somebody. So
that's real.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, what evokes just simply just emotion. I think it's breakthrough and like seeing the fruits of my labor. Like that's the kind of stuff that will make me like cry. Like I think a lot of people think when you cry or when you feel emotional about something, it's something bad. But like to see how far you've come and to look back over the course of your journey, that evokes emotion out of me, like big time, big time. Yeah. Like milestones and like graduating from college, that made me cry.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So like accomplishments, like.
Yeah. Because it's like I did that.
Just looking back to see how far you came. And
I did that.
Well, you finna be boo crying in a few years, boy.
Hey, honestly though, as I've gotten older, crying makes me feel better, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
And it gives me a sense of, people think crying is a weakness, but it gives me a sense of strength. Like you can still cry. What something that has a negative connotation or a weak connotation, something that makes you quote unquote weak. I just did this and I still showed up and did what I was supposed to do. So I think there's strength in crying.
Yeah.
But I've only realized that as I've gotten older. So,
I'm weird. Like, when I cry, it's like, it be a part of me, I'm like, what the hell I'm doing? But then another part, it's like, come on, like, let's do this. Like, I got it. I'm going to get through this. Like, I don't know. It just be weird. I just, like, when I do cry, it's just like, nigga, like, what, like, am I in a movie or something? Like...
But know, you know, but growing up, we've never really seen tears, like from anybody, really. Like our mom, freaking superwoman.
I've seen some tears.
You've seen her cry, but it's like it's not like it wasn't like normal. I didn't like that. I still don't like it.
I remember this one time, dog. Like she started crying because like. Something about some bills or something. Like, I seen that. This was at 8080. I remember that.
And the crazy thing is, we're so in tune with mommy that it's like, I know when it's about to fall from her eyes. Her voice starts cracking. Her eyes get red. I know when she's about to go there.
We was young, too.
Yeah.
We was like 10, 9, 8, around there. I remember that.
I don't like that.
And around that age, you don't really, like, you remember things, but I wouldn't call that traumatic.
Kind of
traumatic, in a sense.
Seeing like, my mom cry was traumatic for me, yes. Because it's like, it's something, you don't like to see the, what I would consider the strongest person in my life, or like my superhero, my role model. Like, I don't like to see her, what people would call quote unquote weak. Yeah. I don't like to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I'm sitting here talking about her like she's not sitting right here. Love you, doggy. It is not a sign of weakness at all.
It ain't.
At all. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So the next one is nostalgia. I know you feel so many ways about this emotion.
Man, I just feel like I'm in my nostalgic era right now. Everything, like,
indeed.
Just how I'm carrying myself, kind of a little bit how I dress a little bit.
Pop it.
And then, like, feeding into my brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my brand, if y'all don't know, like, it's like my brand is, like, it feeds off into the, like, you know, the nostalgic 70s vibe. Like, I'm doing a little rebrand, so I've been working on it for a little minute. Just everything, like just watching shows, older shows, listening to older music, just everything, bro. Like I'm really surrounding myself around like that nostalgic vibe. Like I don't know if y'all be you know them little pictures I be seeing on TikTok.
Yeah.
Bro, I promise you, I don't know what it is about like those pictures and those sounds. It really like I could really see myself like in those moments. Like it's weird, like I don't know. So
this nigga's real life is the Matrix for real.
I don't even know how it just what provokes me
to feel like nostalgic moments. Like what? Yeah.
Just the fact of this is gonna be so weird. Like, so I was born in 2000. Mm-hmm. We 2024 right now. So it's like this is a whole new age now where it's like things are so different. So I feel like I'm this new age, but I'm really back. I'm really like mentally back in the day. Yeah. In that sense too, like I feel like I'm wise. I don't even know how to explain it, man. I just feel like I'm the new age from the 70s, if that makes sense.
So new age,
or like
70s.
From back in the day.
So a modern day 70s guy.
I'm a modern day 70s guy. And I just feel like I'm just so different.
Yeah.
In a sense, like just what I like and how I move. I don't know. It's weird. It's so weird, bro.
I see it on you though.
It's so weird.
Like
man.
even from like your hair right now, bro, like it's like a combination of like it's like you have layers to you. It's like you give me rock star sometimes, you give me like I don't know.
I don't know how to explain it either, bro.
Yeah, I think that you're just like, I'm going to put it like this. You're multiple people in one. Not to sound like schizophrenic or anything. No, like you're multiple things, multiple people in one.
Yeah.
And you express that in different ways, or you express that in how you may feel that day.
Yeah. And it's fun, bro. Yeah. I really enjoy it, bro. It keeps me on my feet. Like, just reaching back and, like, even just figuring out, like you know how, like, our community is, like, as Black people, like, just reaching back and seeing, like, where we came from, like, the different lingos, the music. You know what I'm saying? Like, even us going to Vero the other day, like, being around Papa, like, just having, like, that old, we used to be there all the time, like,
yeah.
That really brought me back to like memories.
Yeah.
Growing up and I don't know, man. It's just recently I've really been reaching back to really this year. I've been reaching back to like my roots.
Yeah.
Literally. And that's kind of like what my brand is about. Like, you know, so I kind of feel like I'm living my brand right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So
that's it. I'm living my brand.
My brand, bro. I'm reaching back to my roots and I'm really like figuring out where I came from.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. Everybody should reach back and see where they really came from to find out who they truly are. Like seriously. So
and
dang,
what
that's
I would
crazy,
what
man.
I would commend you most for, what I admire, one of the many things that I admire most about you is being able to be these different versions of yourself and be exactly who you are. Because where we come from, Broward County, right? Everybody's the same way. So yeah. To be able to be all these layers of yourself and be comfortable within that, it's admirable, bro.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And it ain't, I'm so used to it now, so it's whatever. But like, man, like even growing up, man, I always tell you this. Like I used to like things that nobody liked. And they look at me crazy like, this nigga, yep. like why do you like this? Or why do
just
you put
to,
this on? Like,
yes. And then you say that, and then it's like, they say that, oh, what is this nigga like? Just to hop on the wave later on.
Down the line. We bro, you know what's up, bro. Like, I've been on told you about this years, bro.
I mean, we're
years
talking now, even like, from...
Bro.
Listening to Young Thug. Wearing certain things. Saying certain things. I can honestly say, Young Thug, right? King Slime. Slat. Whatever you want to... Where he made that up, cool, but like from where we're from, this nigga started that from where we're from.
That's funny, bro.
He made that cool. So, yeah, you.
I ain't saying I don't put everybody on, but from what I remember, like, since I was like 9, 8 years old, I've been on that, bro. I've been on it, bro. But y'all can have it now. It's whatever, like, if you know, you know, type thing.
Yeah, you go around saying slime and slat and wiping your nose, you get indicted for a RICO now. Eh, foolishness. Anyway, nostalgia for me, I think relationships, conversations, and friendships from middle school do that for me.
Mm. That hits different, bro.
Oh my God. When I tell you one of the best time periods of my life, those 3 years right there, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And I don't think my middle school peers understand how much I appreciate and love them. Like, in any time period of my life, when I'm dealing with my peers and people around my age group, those people during that time have shown me the most love.
Yeah.
And still do. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. So I think those relationships, and I'm not big on like having a whole lot of heap of people around me, but those people and those friendships mean the world to me still now to this day.
Yeah. I feel like that class that you was in, mm-hmm. like and the people you were around, it was really like a family. Like,
yeah.
I could tell.
Yeah.
I could literally tell. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like a brother sister type. We coming to school, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up, sis? Like,
yeah,
just genuine love, bro. Literally. Like, you know what I'm saying? Those, like you said, that's friendships. Like you always say, even though y'all don't talk all the time, when y'all see each other, bro, it's love. Sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's the most genuine love, bro. Yeah. You do not have to talk every day.
No, you
but
do
when
not.
I see you, bro, like, yeah. You feel me? Like, I feel like home. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I feel like that's the best love right there. The most genuine love, I'd say. Like, I don't know, man, but yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah,
bro.
That was a time. I mean, even from the teachers and administrators that we had at that time.
Yeah. Yeah, even your teacher too. Yeah, you was cool with a lot of teachers, bro. Like,
yeah, I didn't do no work in middle school. I didn't really go to class for real.
And you was with you know, Coach Stevens, like.
Yeah, that was a time. Yeah.
Yeah. That was school dad right there.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
That was school pops.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
That's my dog. All right.
So that's what really triggers, like, yeah.
Yeah, that takes me back to a time. And in a sense, too, it kind of, like, makes me, like.
I was just about to ask you. Like, I know that make you feel, like sad but
yeah.
happy. I feel you, bro.
Because it's like, I wish I could. In a the world we live in today, it's, like, so fake and phony. I wish I could go back to that time.
Yeah.
It's everybody was
and
so
even,
like,
that wasn't even too long ago.
It wasn't. So this,
you see how fast things change? Like, that wasn't even too long ago, bro.
No.
That was what? Like.
I went to high school in 2016, I think.
I want to say 9 years ago. Almost 10, somewhere around there.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I ain't been out of middle school 20 years. Like, come on.
Nah. It's been at least 9 or 10. Almost.
Yeah, that was a.
Cause 24, I was 14, just started high school, so about 10 years ago, 11, somewhere around there.
Damn.
Time flies, man.
Millennium middle school, I love y'all, man. That was a time, bro. That was a time.
Yeah.
That was a time. All right, we got next one is disgust.
Disgust.
Makes you like, ew, like.
I'm gonna give 3.
Okay.
Number one, I say people with no morals, like.
That's crazy.
Like, people with no morals, like, come on, bro. Like, that's really, like, disgusting, bro. Like, and how you carry yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it really ain't your fault. It really ain't your fault. It is, but it ain't. You get what I'm saying? It's just like. You gotta wanna grow. You gotta mm-hmm. really wanna hold yourself accountable of things that you get yourself into and how you what you feed your mind, you know what I'm saying? All that. So like I feel like morals, bro, is really like important, bro. Like, if you don't got morals, it's just disgusting, bro. Like, I don't know. Second, I'm gonna go with this for the ladies, like second, bro, like all them BBLs, bro. That's disgusting to me, bro. It's really nasty. Seriously. If anything, bro, like, and I'm a man of God now, but I can speak on this. Like, it's just disgusting, bro. Like, y'all ladies with y'all BBLs, bro, like, baby girl, like, don't no dude want to wipe that. A dude probably just want to handle business, get up out of there. Don't get no BBL to make a dude happy, bro. They ain't going to make them happy. It's going to make them happy for a little minute. After a while, they don't want you, bro. Like, so go ahead about your business. Third, y'all really not going to like this, though. Uh-oh. No, I was saying the second one. Y'all. I know y'all ain't going to like that. And the third one, I don't know. I don't know, bro. Third one. What really disgusts me is like mean people. Mean people. And when I say mean people, it's like people who wake up in the morning and just who get on these platforms, these apps, and got something negative to say to people. You know what I'm saying? Or even in person, bro, like just somebody who just nasty, bro, who just mean. That's disgusting to me, bro. Yeah.
It don't cost nothing to be nice to people.
It don't cost nothing.
Nothing to be nice to people. I'm gonna take that first one. No morals, no integrity. If you don't have that, what do you have?
Nothing, bro.
That's nasty.
That can mean a lot of things too when it comes to morals, like how you make your money, how you treat people. Morals is literally everything, bro.
How many relationships that you've relationships, sex, all like
it's literally everything.
Are you one of your word? Do you do what you say you're gonna do? How do you act behind people's back?
Yeah.
Morals is everything. How you act in front of, man, that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah,
like, morals, if you don't have integrity and morals, that tells me everything I need to know about you.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
Agreed.
Because it's like, how you don't...
Like, you don't feel out of... Like, you don't feel like... I don't know, man. I really don't know how
What do you believe in? And I think people will sit here and tell you that religion is man-made. It is. Cool. And whether you believe in a specific religion or not, cool. I know what I believe in.
Yeah.
But people believe in religion and they take religion seriously because it's something to hold them accountable to.
Yeah.
If you think about Muslims, Ramadan, that holds them accountable to something. Christianity, fasting, that holds you accountable to something. Reading the Bible and knowing what God expects from you, that's holding you accountable to something. You know what you're supposed to do. Don't go against that.
Yeah.
And so religion might be man-made, but it's important because it puts structure in your life.
Hey, wait. We're halfway through the episode and you haven't given us a follow, a rating, a review, a comment, nothing. If you are enjoying this episode, leave us a rating, a review, and a comment. Give us a follow too. We greatly appreciate your love and support. Now back to the show.
So y'all say what y'all want about religion, but we need it. Because this world is all over the place.
Yeah.
And without some kind of structure, you're going to be all over the place right with this world.
True. Yeah, that's facts. I ain't think of it like that.
And the Bible says we are in the world, not of the world. So you figure it out however you want to figure it out.
I ain't think of it like that. Yeah. It really does have structure.
Yeah, like
I was trying to make sure.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Anger. What makes you angry?
Man, I got to think about this a little bit because I don't really get angry. I really don't get angry.
I don't think that made him angry. I think it made you more so like not trusting people. People ain't really like people ain't.
Yeah, I don't really get angry. I really don't get angry. If I do get angry, I really think about the things that, you know, when you're angry, you think crazy, you think about these things that you want to do to get back or feel better about it or whatever, just to get back over somebody. Like, I really, when I feel like to a point where I get angry, I really try to think about the consequences. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure everybody who get angry, you think about doing something to get back at somebody.
Yeah.
So I really mastered of thinking about what that next action will lead to. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, just thinking about my next move, bro. Mm-hmm. What that'll do. Does this make me a better person?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If anything, am I gonna swoop down to their level? Be the bigger person, be the better person. At the end of the day, the last person to give you that judgment is God, bro. Like, and I live with that every day, knowing that God held it, like I held it down, and God said you did the right thing. I don't care about what nobody else think about me. Like, you feel me? So when it comes to anger, I don't really get mad. I could get frustrated, but I don't get mad, bro. I don't get angry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get angry. Mm.
That's, yeah. I'm like that too. I don't really get angry either. I used to be very different. I used to get angry. But like you said, bro, you got to answer to God at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's all said and done, we just want to hear well done. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think for me, what makes me angry is disingenuous people or people that knowingly don't treat people the right way or use people for the wrong reasons. Things like that make me angry.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think we live in a world now where it's like people, they worry about their outward appearance or aesthetic or all of this stupid stuff, right?
Yeah.
And
who calling me?
Papa.
Mm-hmm.
People worry about their outward appearance, but it's like, forget all of that. Are you a good person? Like, ask yourself, can you sit with yourself? Can you look in the mirror? Can you sleep at night?
Yeah.
And that's going to tell you everything you need to know about yourself. You got to answer to God at the end of the day. That's what makes me angry. Like, why do you treat people like that? Why are you not genuine? Like,
yeah.
What do you get by not being genuine? Like,
yeah. You know, I think too, bro, another thing too is like, yeah, we all different.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sucks that like this world will never, and not to make it sound like I don't have hope in this world, but just being honest, bro, like this world will never, like we'll never be on the same page. Never, never.
I agree with that.
Unless we get a reset button or something, But other than that, bro, none of us will ever be on the same page when it comes to having a good heart. Or, you know, moving correctly and helping one another, we would never, never be on the same page.
That's the reality.
Never, man.
That is the reality. That's the harsh reality. That's mm-hmm. very true. That's true.
Never.
And I think part of that is, like, because everything we learn from our experiences. How we see the people that we look up to, how we see them move, how we see them interact with people. Like, if we didn't have a mother and a father and people in our lives that we're loving, caring, genuine, selfless, all those things, I don't think we would turn out how we turned out. Nah. And so some people, it's like they grow up, they see hate, racism. They see racism in their homes. That's where all this stuff comes from.
Yeah.
So you're right. None of us will ever be on the same page.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's crazy to think.
And that's sad, but because it's like, at the end of the day, there's right and wrong.
Yeah.
There's no way you should dislike somebody because of the color of their skin. But that's what you learned.
That's nasty, bro.
That's nasty.
That's disgusting.
That's like, nasty.
What? That is,
That's nasty.
What? Like, just the thought of that, bro, like, I don't know. I don't ran into some racist people, like, in this world, bro. It's really disgusting. Like just they, you, like, you would just smell it on them, like.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, man.
Yeah.
Disgusting, bro. All
right, we got four more.
All right.
Okay. So we got sadness. What makes you sad?
What makes me sad sometimes is good memories. Great, like, genuine memories makes me sad.
Because you can't go back.
Because you can't go back. You just can't go back. You could try and recreate it. But you know when you recreate something, it's not that original feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Drake said, sometimes I wish I could go back in life. Not to change, just to fill a couple things twice.
Yeah, bro. It's, yeah. Yeah. That's what made me sad.
Oh.
Sure.
So, like, if you had to pick, like, a moment off the top of your head that you could think about. I know there's more than one, but.
So, I got so many. I'm gonna go back to like middle school, like, like meeting my really close friends, like Jeremiah, Nate, Henry, like, kind of leading into high school, like, you know, was always kicking it. They always at our house. You know what I'm saying? Like, those were moments where it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like we could recreate them, but it was just like we was kids, bro. Like, yeah. it was more like genuine. Well, I mean, everything genuine, but. Everything was more like natural, like we kids, like having fun. We ain't really worried about nothing else, like, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, it was just I don't know, just thinking about stuff like that made me sad. Like anything when I was younger, growing up in at me and my house too, like times like that, yeah, things like that made me sad, because like things will never be the same,
yeah,
how it was back then. So yeah. Damn. So old memories. Yeah. Old memories make me sad a little bit. What about you?
You're gonna make me sad.
Chill out.
I'm just playing. I'm gonna say a lack of reciprocation in relationships or friendships. That makes me sad.
Yeah, I like
that. Like, I know that I've taught a lot of people what genuine love is or real friendship or companionship is. I know that I've taught a lot of people that. And that's just because of who I am. I love who I love. And I'd do anything for them. But to not get that back, that makes me sad.
Yeah.
Like, I have friendships. When I love people, I love them and I do anything for them. And that that shows up in the ways that I show up for them. Behind the scenes and in public.
Yeah.
And I've known people, I have relationships that have 2+ years. And those people have shown me more love than the friendships that I've had for 10+ years. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's be realistic. Let's keep it a buck. Like, we can talk about not having expectations for people, but the reality is we do have expectations for people. And there are certain things that we expect back.
Yeah.
And to not get it back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It
that
sucks.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, it does, bro. Cause you're not supposed to, you know, that's the thing that saves you, not putting expectations on people.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's supposed to save you from being hurt. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, bro, no matter what, bro, you like you just yeah. said, bro, you putting expectations on somebody. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I agree. I struggled with that for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really struggled with that for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm expecting people to have the same heart as me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already knowing, like, they can't be like me, bro. Yeah. So it's just like, damn, I'm really just putting myself in the hole. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So just really going into situations with people where it's like, I know they ain't going to be like me. And yeah. I know the love not going to be the same. Yeah. It might be love, but it might not be how I show it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So I really start to ease in on that and like really accept the fact that like everybody ain't going to show the same love that I show. So, you know.
And sometimes you can resent God for like making you that way. Like, why do I still have the heart to still show up for people or love these people when they not doing it for me? But it's like, what I've learned to love most about myself is like, that has never, the lack of reciprocation has never changed or hardened my heart. And I pray that God never changes or hardens my heart.
Yeah.
Because who I am is who I am. And I love who I am and I don't want that to change for nothing. That's where my blessings come from, because of how I treat people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've been saying this for years, like things that I've went through.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell myself, bro, my heart won't let me be who I should be. You get what I'm saying?
That's the one.
My heart would never let me be who I should be.
Yeah.
So literally that's what, have whatever y'all think, like, what does that mean? Say it to yourself, bro.
Yeah.
Say it to yourself. Like, your heart, your heart too pure, man. Your heart too pure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can't swoop down to people level.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yep.
It don't make you better than that person. And it's just like, you know, it's just like you too. And yeah, you could tell yourself this too, bro. I'm too good for that, bro.
Yeah.
I'm too good for that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. People say it's cocky or this and that. I'm too good to be in that situation. I'm too good to swoop down to your level. Like, really, I'm better than you.
I'm too good to be treated that way.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's okay to say I'm better than you, bro. Like, it's okay to say that. Seriously, like. You ain't being cocky, bro. You just you just too good for that. Too cool for it.
Yeah. Too cool for it. Yeah. Shout out to the real ones, man. Because the real ones need real ones, too. And, like, I've kind of, like, my last thought about just sadness and, you know, reciprocation and friendships or whatever, like, I've kind of let go of the idea of having certain people in my life. Yeah. Because they don't want to be. So it's like, I'm not going to keep pushing for something and that's not what you want to. Like, sometimes you got to let people go.
Yeah.
And some of us, we're not meant to have a whole heap of people in our lives. Yeah, sometimes it's really quality over quantity.
Over everything.
Any day.
That's literally with anything. Like, food, people.
See, I always think about food. Nah, that's real though. Yeah, that's real. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. When it comes to restaurants, I ain't doing that.
Like, Nobu.
I need a lot on my plate. I need plenty.
Bro, like, Nobu portions be, like, so. You hear me?
True.
So.
Dang.
Or a dollar bill, then four quarters. Is that the same thing? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, cool. All right, we got three more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Joy.
Joy will bring me joy.
My head is like a...
Seeing results and getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
That brings me a lot of joy. It allows me to keep going. Seeing results from me being locked in and, like, you know, getting work done, like, that brings joy. That brings a lot of joy. Straight to the point like that.
For sure. Mine straight to the point. Family.
That'd probably be my first one. Family. But yeah.
Like, family. That's selfish, but that like
different, bro.
But it got like, and you got some family members that's like that, like you just can't be around. But the right family members, that brings me joy.
Yeah, like, I'm excited for this family
reunion. Yeah. It's gonna be fun. And sometimes people will be like, "No, I ain't gonna say that." But yeah, family.
What you about to say?
No, I ain't gonna say it.
Like, you can't cut it out.
I was just gonna say, like, it's like you have certain family members that you can't be around. And I did just say that, like, you do. But sometimes you just gotta let people be who they are and just literally enjoy your family. Like,
yeah.
You know? So that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're trying to say. Block all that out. If you try it, I'm gonna nip it in the bud. You're not about to do this, so seriously.
Yeah, let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Nip it in the bud, bro. Stand on business.
Stand on what?
Ma, what are you doing?
Admiring my skincare.
Stand on what?
Benny knee.
Yeah. You hear me? Say it, Ma. You hear me? Say it. All right. You didn't say it right. Fear. I think I know what you're going to say.
Failing. Say it. That's it. That's all, bro. Like, failing, bro.
Can't do that.
Dog, like. Or living up to what I expect myself to be. Or where I want to be at. It is scary. But I tell you this though, fear is a form of motivation.
Yeah.
Fear is definitely a big form of motivation. So yes. It ain't stopping nothing. It's a different kind of fears, bro. So that fear, that keep me going.
I ain't even gonna say like nothing. That. I ain't even gonna say nothing.
Fear.
That, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or I'll add to it, fear. But, yeah, fear. I'm not going to say it. Fear. Oh. I meant, dang. That's football going off. All right, last one. Anxiety. What makes you anxious?
What makes me anxious? What makes me anxious? I've been like this since I was a kid. Starting something new. And when I say that, it's like, for example, every single like semester of school year, I'm always worried about if it's gonna be hard or not. Or if something's going to be, like, difficult to the point where I can't handle it.
Yeah.
Not knowing, like, when
I feel exactly
not knowing, bro, when I get into it, bro, I kill it every time. So, yeah, that makes me really anxious, starting something new. I remember when I was younger, I would always tell mommy, like, mommy would see it too, bro. Like, when I was a kid, like, it really hit me hard, for real, when I started ninth grade, bro. I thought high school was going to be so hard. Like, it's high school. You feel me? You're going into a whole nother world of education.
Yeah.
Man, I was about to start ninth grade. And I'm asking mommy, like I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous. Like this work might be hard. Like, I might not be able to make it through.
I felt that
before. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, boom, once I started high school, like, I got good grades. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I feel like when you kind of feel like that in a sort, you really put a standard on yourself. Like, pushes you to do your best, bro. So, yeah, man, starting something new is really like, it really brings a lot of anxiety for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, starting something new.
You know what's crazy? I didn't realize that I feel that until you just said that.
For real?
I feel that every day. Like, anytime, and maybe I just have anxiety really bad, but anytime I go somewhere, anytime I do something, it doesn't even have to be anything new. I feel that. Because I think I sometimes make expectations of what I'm walking into in my head, and I want it to be that, and when it's not that, it makes me anxious. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
But you know what it is? You gotta be used to, you gotta really be a master at adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a master at that.
Yeah.
Cause boy, if you don't learn to adjust, then it's kind of like you're going to be in like this little bubble, bro, where it's like you're not really yourself. You know what I'm saying? So once you adjust while genuinely being yourself, bro, you unguardable, bro. Being able to adjust in any room, bro, you're unguardable, bro.
Yeah. And that's crazy you said that, because my answer to anxiety kind of goes hand in hand with that. Like, I was going to say my answer to what makes me feel anxious and what strikes my anxiety is being around people I don't know or people I don't trust. Like, I instantly, like that, go into observer mode. And I just realized this the other day. Thank you. I just realized this the other day about myself. I go into observer mode so quickly that I don't really get to enjoy the moment that I'm in. I don't really get to be present because I'm so busy, like, watching, observing. So I don't get to really enjoy the moments. I just noticed that about myself a few weeks ago. Because I'm in environments and around people that I don't know or don't trust. And so I don't get to enjoy the moments. I don't get to be present. Yeah. And I think that's why so many times in my life, I'm like, dang, I wish I could go back to that, because I didn't get to enjoy it. Why? Because I was being watchful. I don't trust nobody. I don't know nobody. Let me see how I got to deal with these people or what version of myself I need to be. And thinking about that and my mind going so much in those moments, I don't get to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, it ain't too late.
It's
something to work on, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's really some good times out here, bro.
Yeah,
It's really some good times out here, bro. Yeah. Whether it's somebody that's not trustworthy, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't gotta tell a nigga your whole, like, life story. Like, we in this bubble for a little minute. I'm finna have a good time, bro. Like, mm-hmm. Now you know who to not be around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could just feel somebody's energy, but other than that, bro, like,
and man, I think
sometimes don't even think about it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think that's why I, like, any friendship or relationship that I've had, I've had that same relationship for years. Why? Because I trust that person and I know that person. And those are the relationships and the people that I surround myself with is the people that I've known for years, because I don't have to observe them. I know them already. I can be the version of myself that I know I can be around them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It kind of sucks sometimes, but
it's just something that we all got something to work on, bro.
Yeah.
With ourselves. Yeah. Ain't nobody perfect, bro.
For sure. Well, that was our inside out game.
That was fun.
That was cool. Yeah. The whole episode based on a game. Shout out to Cam.
Grandpa.
I don't want to give you a B for real because it's gonna be difficult.
Bro, B for real be hard, bro. It really is difficult. You gonna do it?
Yeah, I am. It could be anything.
B for real. Dang, I don't even know, man. Like. You go first. I don't know.
Be for real. It's cheaper to be yourself. say that.
It's cheaper to be yourself. It's
cheaper to be yourself. From the way you dress, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you eat, the way you live. Be you. Don't try to keep up with people. Because 9 times out of 10, people ain't really living how they portray to be living. It's cheaper to be you. Yep.
Mm-hmm. This be hard for me, man. Like, be for real. Dang. Be for real, bruh. You gotta be for real. Like, just be for real. Don't be fake. Seriously, be for real. Don't be fake. Be for real with everything around you.
Be for real. Don't be fake. You hear me? I'm Bria.
This Shay.
See y'all when we see y'all. See what I'm saying?
This has been another episode of Be For Real, the podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give us a follow and leave us a review, a comment, and a rating. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you all soon. God bless.